Welcome back here with the news at 1. A 26-year-old man has been jailed for life for the murder of his two sisters and brother in Talla almost 2 years ago. Andy Cash of Rossfield Avenue in Talla pleaded guilty to the murders of 8-year-old twins Christy and Chelsea Cawley and their 18-year-old sister Lisa Cash in the early hours of the morning of September the 4th, 2022 at their home. Our courts correspondent Orla O'Donnell is with us. Orla, what did the court hear about what were described as the appalling circumstances of this case?
Well, investigating Garda Robert Whitty gave evidence to the short hearing at the Central Criminal Court, and he said there'd been an extended family event on September the 3rd, 2022. He said alcohol had been consumed, and he told prosecuting counsel Sean Gillan that Andy Cash was discussing family members in a way that made other people feel uncomfortable. Now, he then took a taxi to the house at Rossfield Avenue in Talla and told the taxi driver to wait outside, and the court heard that Cash's twin brother and sister, 8-year-old twins Christy and Chelsea Cawley, were asleep, and Lisa Cash, 18-year-old Lisa, was watching television. The taxi driver who was outside heard a scream but wasn't sure where it was coming from, and the court heard that Andy Cash came out of the house. He told the driver to call 999 and went back in. Now, another brother who was sharing a bedroom with 8-year-old Christy heard Andy Cash come in. He heard Lisa Cash tell her brother that she didn't have any money and he shouldn't be in the house. And then this other brother saw Cash come into the bedroom with a large knife. He saw him start to stab Lisa. He tried to wake his younger brother. He couldn't, or eventually got him awake. He jumped from the bedroom window and unsuccessfully tried to get his little brother to follow him, and he raised the alarm outside. He was found in a state of utter panic. When the emergency services arrived, the court heard that they encountered a scene of utter carnage. There was an injured child on the ground. Andy Cash was upstairs behaving erratically and aggressively. He was throwing things from the windows upstairs, including a television screen, and he was then seen dangling his 8-year-old brother from the window, and he dropped him to the ground. And when Gardaí forced entry to the house, they found Lisa Cash catastrophically injured. All three children had suffered multiple stab and slash injuries to their bodies, their faces, their necks, their torsos. Lisa had suffered 71 injuries, Christy 107, and Chelsea 65.
What did the family say in the victim impact statement, Orla?
This was a victim impact statement read to the court on behalf of their mother, Margaret, and their surviving brother and sister. And they said there were not enough words to describe the pain they had to live with every second of every day since the murders. They said the three children were viciously taken from them. All that was left was their broken family. And they said they missed everything about them, the hugs, the games, everything about them. But they also were upset about how much the children had missed out on them. They said that it was not just what was taken from them that hurt, it was how their whole lives were taken from them before they even had a chance to live them. And they said there was no amount of time a person could spend in a jail cell that would justify what happened to their family. They said Lisa, Christy and Chelsea deserved so much more. They deserved to grow old, to live their lives however they would have chosen to have families of their own. And they described them as the most beautiful, kind and loving children in the world, and said they would be loved and missed forever. Now, defence counsel Brendan Graham made a very short submission to the court. He said his client had been assessed by two psychiatrists and a psychologist. He said Cash was sorry for his actions and sorry for all the people he'd hurt.
The judge, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott, what did he say?
He described the case, unsurprisingly, as deeply traumatising. He said it was deeply traumatising for a family who'd suffered such an acute loss of children on the cusp of their lives. And he said their lives had been lost in the most appalling circumstances, and nothing he said or did could help in any way. He said his job was just to receive evidence of lives lost and damage done, but he said the short court hearing didn't detract from the value of the lives lost. He said he wanted to extend his heartfelt condolences to the family, and he imposed the mandatory life sentences. Now, he said the fact that there were three victims in this case should be taken into account at a later date when he said matters would be further assessed, and presumably he's talking about any parole hearing that might happen further down the line. There was very little reaction or expression of emotion from Andy Cash to the sentences. He spoke very briefly during the hearing to reply guilty to each of the charges when they were put to him, but there was nothing else.
Orla, thank you. That's our courts correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.